Hello, and welcome to Southern Living Magazine, brought to you by OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Angela Odie, and for the next half hour, I will be reading articles from the June 2019 issue of Southern Living. Please enjoy. From Life at Southern Living, here's the letter from Sid Evans, the editor-in-chief. Wonders of Summer. Why do I love this season? There are too many reasons to count. Summer in the South can get a bad rap. As someone who lived in New York for a while, I still have friends and colleagues above the Mason-Dixon line who ask in concerned tones how we're holding up under all the heat and humidity. It's almost as if they think we don't have air conditioning or porches or iced tea. I used to argue that it's actually wonderful down here, that the beaches are less crowded, the mountain towns are charming, the festivals are more fun, and our peaches taste better. But as I've gotten older, and hopefully wiser, I've started protesting less. I feel like a fisherman who has finally found a great spot, and if some people think it's too hot to make the trip, well, that's just fine. Between you and me, it's my favorite time of year. We came up with 50 reasons to love summer in the South for our cover story on page 71, but I could go on and on. I love a good minor league baseball game, especially when it's followed by fireworks, which they sometimes shoot off after the Birmingham Barons play on Friday nights. I love getting a cone of fresh mint ice cream at Big Spoon Creamery on a Saturday afternoon. I love our family's annual trip up to Brevard, North Carolina, where the temperature is a full 10 degrees lower than it is at home, and we always drive by the Whistle Stop Farmers Market for freshly picked tomatoes. I love a good book, preferably a hardcover, and a Polly's Island rope hammock to read it in. I love listening to the hum of cicadas early in the evening, how they all seem to get louder and quieter in unison. And I love fly fishing for trout in the Smoky Mountains, but of course I can't tell you where. It's worth mentioning that none of these activities require an electronic device. Summertime here is all about unplugging, a point I try to make to my teenage kids, and also need to listen to myself. When this issue comes out, it will be late May, the beginning of a season when you need to pay attention or you'll miss something truly special. If you're looking down at a screen, you might walk right by some blooming hydrangeas or pass by a hummingbird buzzing around a honeysuckle bush. This is a time to soak up the pleasure of life in the South, of which there are too many to count. But that can be our secret. The Grumpy Gardener. Our garden expert alleviates your growing pains. By Steve Bender. Bare facts. I have a nice sunny spot on the corner of the house where I would like to plant a teddy bear southern magnolia. How close can I plant it? I don't want to put it there and regret it. Jeremy. Teddy bear is a compact, slow-growing southern magnolia that matures at 16 to 20 feet tall and 8 to 10 feet wide after many years. It's a good choice for the corner, provided it's at least 10 feet from the house. It takes pruning well, so you can shape it as you see fit. Heirloom tomatoes. My friend needs your help. She traded in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for Charleston, South Carolina. And while this has been a great move for her, she cannot seem to grow her beloved pineapple tomatoes there. Is there any advice that you can offer? Mary. Pineapple is an heirloom tomato. Unlike most hybrids, heirlooms can be finicky and grow much better in some areas of the country than others. Pineapple is not suited to Charleston's warm climate. Your friend needs to plant a heat-tolerant heirloom, such as Arkansas Traveler, Cherokee Purple, or German Johnson. Have faith. I have 5 crepe myrtles, 1 white and 4 red. All of them were planted at the same time in early spring and have grown very well. The white one has bloomed, but the red ones haven't. Now I'm confused. Joe. Be of good cheer, Joe. Dozens of crepe myrtle selections are available to buy. Just as they differ in color and size, they also vary in how soon they bloom. Provided your red ones are getting plenty of sun, they should start flowering in a few weeks. Limp liriope. I love liriope and have planted it my whole life. Now, in my North Texas garden, it's turning brown and dying of some fungus. Can you tell me what this is and how I can stop its spread? Mark. This sounds like a disease called crown rot. It usually shows up in poorly drained soils or areas frequently watered with lawn sprinklers. There's no chemical control. Dispose of the infected liriope and plant a different ground cover, such as Asian star jasmine. It's tough, evergreen, and low-growing, and also spreads quickly. Rooting hydrangea. Can you tell me an easy way to root a cutting from my French hydrangea? Joanne. Find a low, rather long branch that you can bend to the ground. On the bottom of the stem where it touches the soil, scratch the bark so you can see a green layer. Bury this part an inch or so deep. Weigh it down with a rock and leave the branch there until fall. Then lift it up and check for roots. If it has them, use pruning shears to cut the branch from the mother plant. Move the cutting to a new spot. Grumpy's gripe of the month. The media never tires of stirring up panic about disappearing honeybees. However, more colonies of these bees exist in the U.S. today than 20 years ago. By the way, they aren't native to North America. European colonists brought them here. Also, honeybees aren't the only pollinating insects. In addition to butterflies, moths, and flies, this country is home to more than 4,000 species of native bees that nest in the ground or in hollow stems. Some do a better job of pollinating crops like blueberries and tomatoes than honeybees. Protect pollinators? Yes. Panic? Not just yet. Around the Garden, a seasonal guide for green thumbs. Plant of the month. Design a line cordyline. Spice up your pots for summer with this spiky red showstopper. By Steve Bender. You know the formula for the perfect planter combo, right? It needs something droopy, a spiller, something mounding, a filler, and something bold and upright, a thriller. Well, here's one of the best thrillers I know, a tender perennial called Design-A-Line Cordyline from our Southern Living plant collection. It's not a grass, though it looks like one. Thin, graceful, purplish-red leaves arch from its center, and it grows about 3 feet tall and wide. Planted in a container that's at least 14 inches wide with some peachy, buttered rum hucherellas for the filler and yellow creeping Jenny as the spiller. Not interested in using it in containers? Try it out as a border along paths and walkways in your yard. This plant likes full to part sun and well-drained soil and is winter hardy to 10 degrees. Your June checklist. Air out houseplants. No plant really wants to live its entire life inside a home because the humidity and light are too low. Take them outside where they'll enjoy warm, soupy southern air and natural rainfall. Place them in the shade for the first few weeks to get them acclimated, or they'll sunburn like a Canadian. Plant summer flowers. Put your annuals and perennials in the ground now. They need to get their roots established before the summer inferno sets in. Give them a good drink of liquid fertilizer, and then mulch. Water several times a week for the first 2 to 3 weeks. Nurture the lawn. Apply a weed and feed to your grass. Actively growing weeds in summer temperatures are easier to kill, but be sure to read and follow the label directions carefully, or you may end up feeding the weeds and killing your grass, which would be a serious downer. Spray your roses. To prevent black spot and mildew on roses, spray them with neem oil, Serenade Garden Disease Control, Daconil, or Spectracide Immunox, according to label instructions. Better yet, plant disease-resistant roses like the Knockout, Drift, and Oh So Easy series. Special delivery. Replacing your mailbox, paint the old one in your team colors and move it to your garden, where it can become a handy, waterproof repository for garden tools, labels, or seed packets. 50 Reasons to Love Summer in the South, our editor's must list, from secret swimming holes to new barbecue joints to off-the-beaten-path beach dives. Produced by Hannah Hayes. Number 1. Hotel Pools. The Carpenter Hotel, Austin, Texas, Stretch out with a michelada on one of the cerulean blue poolside chaises to take in the geometric architecture. Parrot Key Hotel and Villas, Key West, Florida. What's behind door number 1? Or 4? Parrot Key has 4 sequestered pools, each wreathed by palms, banana plants, and hibiscus. Bobby Hotel, Nashville, Tennessee. Lined with cushioned cabanas, the pool looks onto a luxe lounge area, fittingly inside a circa 1956 tour bus. Perry Lane Hotel, Savannah, Georgia. Level with the city's steeples and downtown rooftops, this penthouse pool is the best new vantage point to see Savannah's historic district. Number 2, River Tubing. In view of the Richmond, Virginia skyline, folks float down the James River that meanders through the middle of downtown to Belle Isle, a 54-acre city park where smooth, flat rocks make the ideal pit stop. Number 3, Bayou Paddling. From pink-feathered roseate spoonbills to mustard-colored warblers and leggy blue herons, over 270 species of birds call the Atchafalaya Basin in Louisiana's Acadian region home. Locals weave through the cypress-studded swamps in kayaks to catch the most breathtaking views. Number 4, Beach Dives. What do Pirate's Cove in Elberta, Alabama, Gerald's Pig and Shrimp in Tybee Island, Georgia, Indian Pass Raw Bar at Port St. Joe, Florida, and the Surf Bar, Folly Beach, South Carolina, all have in common? These laid-back coastal canteens guarantee the best finale for any summer weekend, and the oyster happy hours can't be beat. Number 5. Hammock Hangouts. Nylon hammocks may be marketed to rock climbers, hikers, and other outdoor adventurers, but homebodies use them to turn their backyards into personal retreats. No reservations or plane tickets required. When it came to naming the best recliner for lazy lounging, our editors had a hands-down favorite, the ultra-durable ones from Austin, Texas-based Kamek, made with a special waterproof fabric that stays cool even in the sunlight. FYI, kid-size versions are available too, in case you haven't built that treehouse yet. Number 6, Perfecting the Porch. Party readying tips from senior editor Zoe Goen. Do a thorough clean. Spend a Saturday sweeping away any pollen or leaves and hosing down everything, screens included, so the space is spotless. Decorate from top to bottom. The most laid-back outdoor experiences happen when you're comfortable being barefoot, so slip an outdoor rug onto the floor. This also creates a cozy interior atmosphere. Remember, it's not a southern porch without a haint blue painted ceiling. Zoe's favorite hue, Rainwashed, SW6211, by Sherwin Williams. Pick furniture for long sitting sessions. It doesn't matter where you find it or whether it all matches. Our advice, pull from inside your house too. Seek out sturdy and plush pieces where you and your friends can gather and relax for hours. Mix up containers and cocktails. Run to your garden store and buy something hard to kill and very green. A potted palm tree will last all summer long. To complete the connection to the lush outdoors, serve plenty of drinks, including water, to beat the heat. Number 7. Lake Martin Weekends. Springhouse Executive Chef Rob McDaniel shares an Alabama secret. We have over 700 miles of shoreline along one of the biggest lakes in the southeast, filled with beautiful, clear blue water. But one of the best parts to me is how we have people from all walks of life, those who visit once or twice a year, and others who come to their summer cabin every weekend. I love going to OC and Bell's, a cool cocktail bar. There's also a golf course, Willow Point Golf and Country Club, and Catherine's Market, a great little shop, and both of them are accessible by water. Taking a vacation out here is different from the beach or anywhere else. The schedule is more relaxed, and you can really spend time with folks. People say that once they hit the road coming to Lake Martin, their blood pressure drops, and I feel that whenever I go back out on the water. Number 8. A beach trapped in time. Squeezed between the developed Florida shores of Panama City Beach and Rosemary Beach, a small stretch of sherbet-hued cottages serves as a reminder of quieter, quainter getaways to the Gulf Coast. Sunnyside, Santa Monica, and Laguna Beach hold on to their open water views, pastel-colored motels, and seafood shacks. Pink conches, dried starfish, and sand dollars line the windows of a seashell shop. Locals and vacationers still sit on picnic benches and watch the waves at Thomas Donut and Snack Shop, nearly 50 years old. And inside the azalea pink Sunnyside Grill, regulars write their names and messages on dollar bills to pin on the plywood paneling. Number 9. The Lodge at Gulf State Park. It's rare to hear beach town residents cheer on the arrival of yet another hotel, but the Lodge at Gulf State Park in Gulf Shores, Alabama has turned the tide. With a commitment to sustainable tourism, the Lodge goes far beyond letting guests keep their used towels and considers factors like dune restoration, native plant landscaping, light pollution, and nesting sea turtles. The property is also seeking both LEED Platinum and Living Building Challenge certifications. The interiors beat expectations too, with mid-century modern-inspired fixtures and panoramic ocean views in the lounge-worthy lobby. No nautical-themed wallpaper here. Number 10. Swimming holes. The world's largest spring-fed swimming pool, located in Balmoria State Park, closed last summer due to erosion. But a new $2 million investment will open the aquamarine anomaly back up to Texans who've been diving in here for generations. Number 11. Blackberry Mountain. If Blackberry Farm is the sister who always knows which bottle of wine to choose and brings her dog truffle hunting, then Blackberry Mountain is the one who goes to a yoga retreat and always takes a moment for self-care. Nestled within 5,200 acres, 7 miles northeast of Blackberry Farm, the newly opened resort has 36 freestanding guest cabins that look out to the lavender Great Smoky Mountains. The staff encourages visitors to explore the scenery up close, from trail running and rock climbing to creekside meditation and herb foraging excursions. Don't worry, they emphasize relaxation too, especially over cocktails in Fire Tower, a restored 1940s lookout post turned on-site restaurant. Number 12. Really Cold Beer. Full Steam Brewing founder Sean Lilly Wilson packs our dream cooler. Creature Comforts Brewing Company Tritonia, brewed with coriander, salt, and lemon, this twangy ghost complements summer salads. Bird's Fly South Ale Project Noodles. In this smooth lager, rice lends sweetness and crystal hops add a citrus edge. Champion Brewing Company Shower Beer. This cold, crisp pilsner makes the ideal reset for the hot summer, southern summer day. Trim Tab Brewing, 205 Southern Pale. Citra hops punch up this quaffable and dry pale ale with a champagne-like finish. Live Oak Brewing Company Hefeweizen. It's a classic wheat beer that embodies Texas German influence. Prairie Artisan Ale Standard. Glass bottles allowed? Then pack this straw-colored farmhouse ale. Wilmington Brewing Company Tropical Lightning. An IPA for non-IPA drinkers, this hazy juice bomb delivers on its tropical moniker with pineapple and mango, and no lingering bitterness. Number 13. Graceful Vacation Day Drinking. South Carolina food writer Ann Wolf Postick shares her strategy for imbibing during beach weekends without overdoing it. 8 a.m. Get out of bed. Cut a watermelon into cubes. Drop a few into your favorite insulated tumbler and add a splash of vodka. Stick the cup in the freezer and forget about it. 2 p.m. After eating lunch, remove the cup from the freezer. Add more fresh fruit. Pour in a splash of Prosecco and then top with seltzer water. Take a big enough gulp to make room for two more large ice cubes. 2:30 p.m. Open a book and enjoy your drink. You may find that the first one, the book and the beverage, goes down pretty easily and you want more. Indulge in all the reading you desire, but pace yourself on the libations. 3:30 p.m. Carry your cup back into the house. Add more ice and maybe some extra fruit. Feeling tipsy? Even a little bit? Pour in more seltzer, at least a little. Whatever you do, just don't add vodka. Trust me on this. 6:30 p.m. Repeat with pimento cheese and potato chips. 8:30 p.m. Repeat with dinner. 9 p.m. Sit on the porch. Listen to the waves and talk softly with your neighbors so as not to disturb the nesting loggerhead turtles. Finally, eat the vodka-infused watermelon. 10 p.m. Fall asleep watching Law and Order reruns. Number 14, local bubbles. You'll find far fewer Technicolor cans by a certain brand in our fridges now that the South is home to some of the best new sparkling waters, including Austin's limestone-filtered Rambler and Atlanta's Montaigne, which comes in flavors like lemon honeysuckle and cucumber lime. Number 15, frutarias. Mango and papaya, layered with lime juice and chili powder, and frosty pink guava paletas. The menus at frutarias are made for sweet relief from sticky days. In Mexico, fruit stands like these are commonplace, but you can find great southern variations on them too, including El Maña Taqueria y Frutaria, Austin, The Frutaria, San Antonio, and Lotta Fruta, Atlanta. Number 16. Vietnamese iced coffee. This bittersweet combo of iced coffee and condensed milk has crept onto menus inland from the southern coasts, which are home to some of the country's largest Vietnamese communities. Vietnam is actually the second biggest producer of coffee in the world, says Dan Q. Dow, a Houston-born food writer. Vietnam's Robusta beans have a nutty, chocolatey flavor, and the condensed milk adds a vanilla note. It's almost like dessert. Number 17, kudzu lemonade. At Home.made, her Athens, Georgia restaurant, chef Mimi Malmus lets guests replicate the experiment that sold her on kudzu lemonade. When they pour some lemon juice into a gray simple syrup made from kudzu blossoms, a refreshing bright fuchsia flushed concoction appears. Number 18, souped up soft serve. Three spots whipping up delicious and daring treats. Turkey and the Wolf, New Orleans, Louisiana, drizzled with tahini and date molasses. Hello, Sailor. Cornelius, North Carolina. A sky-high, dreamsicle-inspired, citrus vanilla bean swirl. Twisted Love, Houston, Texas. Filipino style, made with ube sweet potatoes that produce a beautiful, deep purple hue. Number 19, the pink rosé of Texas. Like just about everything else in the Lone Star State, rosé is big. Stock up on these three bottles. The Grower Project 2018 Rosato, $20. The Austin Winery Rosé Texas High Plains, $24. Rancho Loma Vineyards 2017 Cinco Rosé, $24. Number 20, Gin and Tonics At Asheville, North Carolina bar Little Jumbo, patrons built their own G&T from a checklist menu featuring brands along with garnishes. To me, the G&T is the quintessential afternoon cocktail, says co-founder Chal Gray, but there can be vast differences in flavor. Gray recommends these. Aviation American Gin and Jack Rudy Cocktail Company Classic Tonic Syrup. The tonic's lemongrass notes complement Aviation's floral quality. Lemon twist garnish. Plymouth Gin and Fever Tree Elderflower Tonic Water, a classic English gin and modern tonic. Grapefruit twist garnish. Number 21. Key lime pie on a stick. The Florida Keys know how to keep cool. A thick slice of tart key lime pie dipped in chocolate, frozen, and served on a stick. It just says Southernmost Point Summer. Enjoy it with an authentic Key West breeze. Caroline Rogers. Number 22. Bigger Scoops. Small batch creameries on the rise. Big Spoon Creamery, Birmingham, Alabama. Soda fountain vibe meets fine dining technique at Big Spoon. Order a scoop of the sweet basil. Melt Ice Creams, Fort Worth, Texas. Melt owner Carrie Crow Sayer suggests Peachy Keen, Texas peaches with a buttery oat streusel. Ice Cream Walla, Atlanta, Georgia. Reza and Rehan Biawandi Walla make Indian-inspired flavors such as Heartbeat Rose Petal. Number 23, Prodigious Produce. The lightweight town of Hope, Arkansas knows how to grow scale-tipping watermelons. At the annual Hope Watermelon Festival, farmers gather to show off their prized 200-pounders, and revelers compete to see who can spit seeds or toss a melon farthest. Those who would rather not exert themselves in the August heat can sit back and enjoy chilled, sweet slices. Number 24, the year's Hot Hydrangea. A seasonal stunner, the new White Wedding Hydrangea from the Southern Living Plant Collection flaunts huge, pillowy white blooms that won't flop in our region's stifling summer heat, says assistant editor Grace Haynes. The shrub's branches are sturdy enough to support the conical heads and continue to keep them upright when scorching temperatures set in. You can enhance this selection's wow factor by planting a grouping of them in your yard, says Grace. Because it's drought-tolerant and deer-resistant, this particular hydrangea is a low-maintenance, high-reward choice for any gardener in any setting. You can find this flower at your local garden center. Number 25. Fun Food Festival, Chow Chow, Asheville, North Carolina. Named after a distinctively Appalachian pickle relish, the new Chow Chow Festival aims to gather North Carolina talent to present a more multidimensional portrait of the region's culinary scene. Led by Chef Katie Button of Curate, the directors of the events include Chefs John Fleer and Marwan Irani, French Broad Chocolates owner Jael Radigan, and Burial Beer co-founder Jess Reiser. Number 26, Hot Off the Press Cookbooks. Thank You for Smoking by Paula Disbrow. From bean dip to steak tacos, this collection will inspire you to fire up your smoker or grill on weeknights too. Whole Hog Barbecue by Sam Jones and Daniel Vaughn. Delve into the world of Carolina style Q through recipes and stories from one of North Carolina's most legendary pitmaster families. In Pursuit of Flavor by Edna Lewis. You may already have this timeless title, but a beautiful new edition includes charming illustrations and a foreword by Savannah chef Mashama Bailey, who helms The Gray. Just Peachy by Belinda Smith Sullivan, a love letter to peaches. This pick not only offers a bounty of sweet and savory recipes, but also breaks down the different selections. Thank you for listening to today's Southern Living Magazine, brought to you by Al Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. This is Angela Odie saying goodbye and have a great weekend.